This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, bro. Episode 43.
CT3.
That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted, man. That's what you wanted. What did
we
say?
We wanted.
And he took a hometown discount.
This is what
you love to see. He's a ball player, dude. This is it.
Exactly. And that's what I love, the group text we were chatting in, dude. Everybody's just like, dude, he doesn't care. He just wants to play, dude. I think he probably could have got more money personally, but True. He just wanted to play here. He didn't want to leave, so I respect the guy.
So four for 60, 15 mil each. Mm-hmm. I love it, dude. Like Seager. Did you know that?
I know.
Did you see that Seager's deal would have been like 400 for us because the tax? It would be even worse. So I mean, I'm
California. We love you, Seager.
No, I know, but I love you, Seager. But that would have been too much, right?
And did you see they actually offered him something not far from what he's actually getting? We offered him it earlier, I think before this season started, and he's still kind of getting the same money. And it's almost pretty close to what we offered him.
He didn't want to stay in LA, dude.
Whatever. And I actually saw reports today that apparently he has already reached out to Kershaw and he is trying to recruit Kershaw to Texas. We kind of saw that coming.
We did. But I'm glad we got CT3 back. But now everything's on a halt, right?
Lockdown. So lockout started last night. You know, no free agency, no signings, nothing.
I'm not good at knowing any of this, why there's a lockout. You were trying to explain to me, but
I shouldn't explain it. I read it. Honestly, I feel like I need a law degree to understand it. It basically, long story short, it all has to do with arbitration. When a player is up for arbitration, currently right now, players are owned by a team for 6 years. The first three, they're on league minimum. Then they can go to arbitration. They want to change that. They want to make it 5 years. They want to start a process with players at 29 and a half years old. It's a big, huge mess, but
it's a lot, right?
A lot of lawyers.
Does it sound like lawyer stuff? I mean, how long do you think how long are they saying the lockdown's going to go down?
Well, see, here's what they're saying. They're saying the last lockout that took place was ended in time for the season, so we didn't miss any game times. This one sounds a little bit different, and I know that some of the people we're talking to are saying like, it'll end soon.
Oh, like
this
agree,
sounds a little bit different. Because this one, they're saying that they had a meeting and they've been talking for obviously weeks here, and they had a meeting yesterday, and clearly this meeting only lasted 7 minutes. So clearly they are very far apart.
Which is never good.
If people walked into a meeting, you know, there was arguing, and then somebody was just like,
"It didn't even last as long as the Brian Kelly's meeting."
That's a good one. What was that? How long was that meeting?
11 minutes.
7 a.m. too.
Yes. Would you show up?
I don't know. That's a good question. If I would show up, because you know he's out the door. You already heard it via Twitter that he's bouncing.
Yeah. Oh no. So we'll see. We'll see. I keep calling it lockdowns by that because I'm used to these fucking lockdowns we have in LA. Sure. Right?
This is the wrong person. This is Manfred, not Fauci, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So lockout. Sorry. So it's not good news, right? But at least we signed CP3 before the lockout.
I think actually he might have been the last signing before the lockout. So that's, I guess, perfect. A good sign, I guess.
And then another thing, so we'll end on this Dodgers thing. Sergio said that we didn't handle him well. He said that the way we used him, but I mean.
Did you
see that interview? I mean, I don't know.
Here's my opinion on that. Anywhere that he would have gone, he was clearly going to go to a playoff contending team. Any place that he would have gone to would have become their workhorse.
I know.
Team would have put in all the chips in the middle on him, and that's exactly what we did. So we had to expect that. If he had gone to the Padres, you think they were going to have been like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, you know, you can have all the rest you want. No, you're fighting for the pennant here. You're fighting for the World Series. Like, of course, any team was going to use him as a workhorse because they know he's a rented player.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we want to win the whole thing, but
exactly. I'm sorry. What did you expect? We were going to get as much as we could out of you while you were here.
Yep. But whatever. He's old news now, right? I'm glad we're not paying him. I'm glad we're not paying him 37.
Terrible deal. We talked about that. Terrible deal. It's in the past. We're moving on.
Let's move on to Lakers. So LeBron, I guess it was a false positive, right? How many
sounds like it?
Yeah, and then
but he still had to get two negatives though, right?
Yeah, he got the two negatives, so he's back.
So he's clear.
That's good. We got
clear just in time for the Clippers.
We got two rivals, Clippers Friday night, and then they get a break until Boston Tuesday night. Got to win both those games, right? Get us some. Dude, we need to feel something good about these Lakers.
Yeah. You definitely got to beat the Clippers because the Clippers have the same. Because I mean, I think we've played one extra game.
Oh, they're horrible this year.
They have the same exact record. I think they're 11-11. What are we? 12-11?
Did you see our game got flexed out tomorrow night?
Ooh.
We were on ESPN, but they put Suns Warriors instead. I don't blame them. Clippers and Lakers are unwatchable right now. So
I feel like at this point, the Suns, you got to put them on every single, you got to televise them every single
game. As long
as they
their winning streak is live.
Exactly.
I totally agree. I think they did that when the Warriors had that long win streak. So,
I mean, we're not Suns guys, but we are like sports guys.
Suns in 18
at this point. Suns in 18.
I know. I wonder how that guy's doing. Westbrook's been on a roll. It's good. He's going to put up the numbers, though. It's going to come down to what he does at the closing games out, right?
He's going to have shitty games. He's going to have great games. I mean, this is everything we expected with him. So as long as he stays hot, we need to win when he's hot.
After we lost to the Queens, we went back and beat them in their place. Not the one by, 25? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, without LeBron, too.
Vogel had a halftime speech, and we rallied the second half.
I should have robbed the guys in the locker
room. Robbed guys against the Queens. What? Whatever. Well, at least we won.
I mean, we're with the six right now. If the season were done today, we get the sixth seed, I think, if I'm not mistaken. We'd be in.
Wow.
Yeah, we've fought our way back up to third in the division.
The West kind of sucks, huh?
That's the thing. The Clippers are trash. We know the Queens are the Queens.
Dallas is not that. So it's just between Suns and Warriors. Can we beat them? Probably not. Clay's going to be back.
The question is, can we beat them in a seven-game series? That's the question.
We do have the stars for it. I mean, three stars, but I don't know.
We do, but like I said, dude, playoff time.
It's not about all the stars. It's about like your bench. Those guys aren't inconsistent. Melo's gonna be fucking so old by then.
Frank is going to have to rest these guys. Frank is going to have to rest these guys a lot coming up to the playoffs. Come February, come early March, he's going to have to rest some of these guys. Well, let's start winning some
ball games so we could give them rest. If we're going to be fighting for a playoff spot, we can't rest. You know?
That's true. We also can't limp in. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's kind of a double-edged sword here. As our boy Gerald said, Frank's got the toughest job in the entire league right now. How does he play this? How does he play this out?
I don't know.
Yeah, right now, if ended today, we'd be the sixth seed.
Seed.
Dallas is still half a game ahead of us.
Yeah. We're going to continue to stay
behind us.
As we always say, it's too early, but we're just trying to talk about Lakers, right? So,
yeah, it's definitely early, but we're fine. We'll be all right, hopefully. So I can only say that for so much longer.
And then quick Kings talk. UCLA, they won their first conference game against Colorado last night. There you go.
Yeah, they better. I mean, I don't see much competition in the conference. Yeah. I mean, I think Oregon will be solid.
They are solid. Who else is pretty decent? Washington, Arizona, are they good this year? I don't know.
Washington is not looking good. I want to say one of the Arizonas. Which one is it? I think it's Is it Arizona? Arizona's going to be
okay.
I'll tell you who the two best teams in the conference are: is UCLA and USC. Don't forget about
USC.
USC's
good. Oh shit,
they're
USC's
good. Solid. Oh, they man. Had a lot of returning players as well. They weren't bad last year, and they had a lot of returning players. So USC will be in there. USC's going to be in there. Arizona will be in there. I think Oregon will hang around. I see Oregon as one of those bubble teams that might not get into the tournament, but they could upset.
But they're always solid.
The,
that coach is good. I don't even know his name, but he's always solid.
They'll be around.
And then Kings, did you say who's going to be back there tonight?
So they're playing Calgary tonight. So we're facing our old coach, Dale Sutter.
Actually, they'll give him a little. They probably have already done that before, right?
Yeah, they've already done it. But the bigger news is Lemieux get 5 games for biting.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. Wait, so he was biting, right?
Yeah, I guess I had said that I didn't see it in the replay. I watched the replay numerous times, but they did a still shot. They got a still shot of him. You still can't see his mouth, but his helmet and his face is covering the guy's hand. And, I mean, I have to believe it happened because, I mean, if you get bit, you don't start screaming. Like if you didn't get bit, you don't start screaming like he started din that he got bit and he was showing his hand. So he's probably not lying. you know.
Yeah, I see the hockey player. Hockey player is one of the toughest ones of the athletes, you know, so he's not lying.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying. He probably did get bit 5 games.
That's so. Shit, man. What else? Oh, you want to talk about the college rankings? So we were
right. College.
Michigan to 2. We figured that.
Yep. Dude, but I am so excited.
A lot of chaos could happen, bro.
Exactly. There could be so – dude.
You know what I want?
From
– can I tell you what I want first? I want Notre Dame to find a playoff spot, and just because Kelly's gone, I want you guys to make it. Don't you?
That'd be funny. Dude, we have a phenomenal chance to do it, I think. Here's what I want. I literally want 2 through 4 to be completely out. I want 5, 6, 7 to all of a sudden jump and get in.
The only guarantee in is Georgia for sure, even if they lost.
Okay, I think the only guarantee is Georgia. I think Michigan, they could lose. Alabama. Did you see? We talked about this. Alabama, 92 straight games as a favorite. This is their first game in 92 games that they are an underdog.
That's insane.
Since he could lose.
Michigan definitely lose. Harbaugh, you know, yeah. this is classic Harbaugh. They could lose this for sure.
Exactly. Don't count out Iowa.
Oh no, hell no, bro. Hell no. They play similar type of way that Michigan does. Just
in the trenches. Low scoring game. Yeah. 7-9 final score.
Maybe. Dude. Yeah. And Houston. Oh, dude. Houston could be.
Here's some big arguments.
So what happened? What's the argument?
Some big talking points. Let's just say you lose 2 of the top 4 teams right now. Let's say two of the top 4 lose and they're out. Let's say Baylor beats Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship. Does Baylor jump all the way in to the playoff?
They have 1 loss or 2 losses?
I believe they have – shoot. I think they have – are they only a 1-loss team? Shoot, hold on. Baylor is a 2-loss team, but they're winning a conference title. Does that get them into a playoff?
See, that's what they were trying to talk about. It's like if conference title is as big now, that's what I'm there needs to be more teams that make the playoffs, right?
Follow me on this. If let's just say 2 teams, like I said, lose in the top 4, and let's say Oklahoma State loses, Notre Dame gets in. The next team that would get in would be Ohio State, and they have 2 losses, but Baylor just won their conference championship with 2 losses. Does a Baylor then jump over Ohio State? This is what I love.
That's cool.
The chaos that is about to ensue. I just hope teams lose on Saturday. I don't want
– Me too. I want chaos too, but I do. And I hope so. I hope there's
chaos. I want Okie State in. I want Notre Dame in.
Me too.
And then I'm good.
The chaos for sure. Oh my gosh. That's going to be
Bama out.
I want Bama out. They should have lost last week. God, fucking awesome.
They should have lost to Arkansas. They should have lost to Auburn. There's a lot
Florida
of
Florida almost beat them. Dude, are they even that good? I mean, they're good. We know that, but they're not the same. I don't know. But watch them beat Georgia. I don't know.
Saban in December is like, you know, Belichick in January, dude. He knows how to win when he needs to win, you know? The other thing about college football, dude, what's your opinion on this? Are we getting out of control with these bowl games?
Like everyone gets in, like participation trophy type of thing? Like everyone gets in?
84 teams are making out of what is NCAA right now? 112, 113, I think. Teams are getting a bowl game, dude. And here's the other thing that's driving me crazy. They literally just added a game. The application to submit to host a bowl game is April 1st. So all the applications had to be in April 1st. San Francisco, who usually does, I forget what their sponsors, their bowl game now that they do up there, they backed out and said, we're not doing a bowl game. So now Hawaii becomes bowl eligible this past Saturday. And now there's too many teams that are bowl eligible. So they literally just added a one-time bowl.
Remember?
Hawaii, a 6-7 team. They're under 500 and they added a bowl game. So
it's all money. And the sad thing is we'll watch them and bet on them.
You just said that you just gave the golden answer right there. That is, you just said it.
There you go. Because we'll watch them. And we'll bet them as long as there's football.
But it's like,
we'll
dude, come on. There's six. There's teams that are 6-7 under 500 getting bowl games. What is this? The NBA playoffs where teams under 500 make the playoffs?
Yeah. That's... Sadly, I remember when bowl games were like, they were like a huge thing, right? But now.
Now it's like, you get a bowl game, you get a bowl game, you get a bowl game.
Yeah, Oprah to everyone.
It's getting a little out of control, man, and I'm not a fan. And that's why, you know what? If you're going to go to an 8-team or a 12-team playoff, you got to get rid of, like, you know, 7 or 8 of these bowl games. You
know? I know.
I'm sorry. Like, nobody cares about the
fucking potato bowl,
Alamo bowl, like, you know, the Idaho potato bowl, the AMCO transmission bowl. Like, come on.
Unless we got some money on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of sports and gambling, we can segue real quick to the NFL. Did you see
I took Memphis -80 tonight and I covered. No, what they win by, bro? What they win by?
Would you say 73?
73, yeah. I had -75, bro. They covered by 2.
You know what? It's kind of not a laughing matter to think that the Lakers lost to the Thunder.
Yeah, well, now to go back to the Lakers, we got some real issues, bro.
Dude, the Lakers lost to the Thunder, and the Thunder are losing by 70 plus points. Oh, my God.
That's pretty sad, bro. That's pretty sad, huh?
You know what? Actually, it's funny. 152-79. I don't know what it is, but I'll bet you the over didn't hit. What was the over? Oh,
guaranteed the over didn't hit. It had to be
210.
Did it hit or no?
Yeah, it hit.
It hit.
It hit. Yeah, 210.5.
How do you give up 152? Dude, do we lose to the Thunder twice or once?
Yeah, it hit by over 20 points.
We lost to them twice.
Going on here,
we lost to him twice or once.
Lost to him twice. One of them was the one we were up by like what, 25, 26 points. We lost to him,
and we play them soon again. Oh my gosh, this is, if we lose to him again, we got issues.
We better beat them by like 30 when we play them next.
Could you just imagine someone tonight? You know what? I like the Thunder plus the points. You tell your buddy. It was by 73. Like, Jesus. Thanks for the lock.
Meredith had Thunder plus the points.
Yeah, plus the points. 72-point lock. Biggest upset loss in not upset. Biggest margin of victory in NBA history, bro. We just witnessed
Memphis history. -11, dude.
Give me OKC plus 11.
What was Vegas thinking? Did somebody not pay attention there? Oh, that's crazy.
That's without John Morant too. Jesus.
Spread should have been 60. Oh.
Bet responsibly.
What was I talking about? Did you see now for the I don't know if you're catching tonight's Thursday night game. First time ever NFL is doing commercials for betting responsibly.
Really? Why? Are people not betting responsibly? No, I haven't seen it.
What, idiots not betting responsibly? God, I don't know any of them.
No.
But, no. Dude, yeah, first time. So now the NFL is going to start doing commercials during their telecast that are all NFL-based, NFL bet responsibly. So I've seen one already.
So it's either that or it's either get vaccinated. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Every commercial. Just,
you know, just don't be Antonio Brown and get popped for 3 games. But, yeah, dude, Steve Mariucci's writing on a chalkboard. 3 rules to betting responsibly. He's like, that's the game plan. That's the game plan.
Unbelievable.
If you say so. I agree.
Hey, so his chef was right, huh? AB's chef was right.
AB's chef. Yeah, dude.
He's right.
You think that chef's going to get another job knowing that he's going to like rat out his client? Like, is that chef just kind of like screwed now?
Probably not.
I don't know. Things I think about. But yeah, 3 games. Does that affect this weekend's game? Because he was just about to get him back. He was supposed to get a full wide receivers.
As long as Gronk's back. But hey, that's one more in the hat. Love the Falcons plus the points this week, bro. We'll talk.
The line hasn't changed. The Falcons still plus 11.
They should have covered in Tampa, then they blew it at the end because Matty Ice threw like 3 interceptions in the fourth.
This doesn't help me though, because I got a TB12 on my fantasy team, and he's put a couple clunkers the past couple of weeks for me. His projection hasn't moved without AB, so we'll see what happens.
Fournette's taking all the freaking.
I know, damn it. You think he's going to do that against Atlanta again? They got to let Tom.
Let Tom cook. Right? Let Tom cook, bro.
Hashtag free Tom Brady.
Exactly. Anything we need to talk about before we get into our picks?
I think we
talked Tiger last pod, but he's swinging this time. Maybe they showed him. That's fine. He's swinging now. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
They put that bionic leg inside of him.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we kind of covered biggest stories.
You didn't want to talk about NASCAR?
No, it's kind of a down week for NASCAR. Down week.
Okay.
Down week. Yeah, you know what? Congrats. Hey, a little congrats to you. You hit a big, what'd you hit, a five teamer? Soccer?
Hey, you Sunday? Gave me three of the locks. I had no,
or it was on Tuesday.
If you're betting Tuesday,
dude, you're betting Tuesday. Five teamer. Eric hits me up and says, dude, who do you
you, big you gave me three locks like? And I added I gave Liverpool. You
three of the locks.
I added Liverpool and Man City because they don't lose. So that
five teamer, dude. Liverpool blew him out. What was that? Liverpool scored 4-1.
Yeah, I think that's Salah, guys. Unbelievable.
It's not bad.
Did you see his interview when they interviewed him?
I did. Like,
what was his interview? Oh, what'd you think of the finishing seventh in the what's it called? What's the ballot? What's that award?
Oh, the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, he's like, what do you think of? And he just laughed. Do you think he's? I mean, I'm not saying he's the best in the league, but
seventh. No, he didn't have as good of a season.
Yeah,
as
he was just laughing.
The guys that finished ahead of him, but I mean, to be even in the topic, to be in the conversation means, is a big deal.
Yeah,
how many people are playing soccer in the whole entire world?
That's true, and yeah.
To be in the conversation of the top 10 in the entire world, I mean, come on, that's props. Especially when you play for a shitty national team like he does. Like Egypt's not good.
Oh yeah, so that's true. So he's definitely recognized.
Yeah, they look at it your overall. Like they looked at Messi. They looked at him in Barcelona, at PSG, for Argentina. Yep. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they look at your whole body of work. And to be able to be in the top 10 is still phenomenal.
Yep. When you're not paying the running back money, they're running harder.
Is that a live Gerald? He always knows. He knows exactly when we're recording.
Oh,
he always hits us up at the perfect time.
Oh, because Pollard's better than Zeke, which we've known that for the last couple of years. But
yeah, dude, Pollard's picked off a big play.
Yeah. So,
yeah, Pollard's the play, dude. I think you're seeing it in Green Bay too. As much as I love Aaron Jones, seeing Dylan take over.
And that just shows going forward in draft picks, dude. You don't need to draft running backs high, dude. You can find them.
And that's the thing. Some of these running backs that have been on the bench for a while, backup, dude, they're hungry. Get them in the game, and all of a sudden they'll show you, hey, they're going to prove to you why they're better than the star that's been playing.
I agree. All right, so let's get in. All right, dude, this is our last week of college. I mean, obviously we're going to pick the bowl games because that's what we do.
It is, and it's a very small slate, small board, just the conference championships. And
so does that even count? Does this count as the week of college? So what do we finish in the overall regular season of college?
Regular season college. Well, don't forget, next week we still got the big Army-Navy game.
So it's not over yet. Okay.
Don't see us picking that game. But college for the season, we are 51-41-4.
Not bad at all, man. That's what we do.
Not bad.
We started off real hot, and then we went down a little bit, but we stayed.
That's what's crazy. Do you remember how hot we were? Like by the week four, we were.
Yeah, I know.
21-9 or something. Yeah,
but it's tough, man. But we did good, man.
Yeah. 51-41-4. We will take that. That's if it wasn't on record, I wouldn't believe it. You know what I mean?
I know.
If it wasn't on record, people wouldn't believe that if we told somebody we were that.
Where are you starting, dude? I have a Friday night one. It's not in Utah, it's Neutral Field.
I got a Friday night one too, dude. We're probably on the same one here because you know what? What's one of the hardest things to do in football?
I thought you were gonna take Western Kentucky again.
Do I have
they're on Friday? You know what? They're on Friday as well.
You know what? I don't have them, but I love them in that game. Actually, that's probably one of the fishiest lines. I'll get to that in a second. But
you're going Oregon plus three, right?
I'm going Oregon plus the points.
They got blown out. This is neutral field, right? And then
Neutral field. Why is that line not moved? Why is that line still 3 points? It was 3 points last game.
Yeah.
And Utah won by 31. Why is it 3 points again? All the bettors are thinking this is too easy. Take Oregon, getting the points.
Yeah, I like Oregon.
In Vegas.
Go Ducks, man. In Vegas. Go Ducks.
In Vegas.
Did you want to touch on that West Kentucky before? Or
so dude, both,
you know what happens when we both agree on a game. So we love Ducks. That usually that's gonna hit. LSU last week. I mean, I think what's our record when we both agree?
Honestly, I think we're like 6-0, I think, actually. I think we may have had one loss. We might be 6-1 or 7-1 on the games that we both agree on.
So
we lost one somewhere.
I forget, but yeah, but long. And then, you wanted to touch on that. What's the fishy line you said?
Dude, talk about a fishy line. Is that, hold on, let me pull it up real quick. That is the Western Kentucky. I think they're playing San Antonio.
Yeah. What's that? 11-1?
They're 11-1. They just lost their first game of the season, San Antonio, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah, they did.
Trying
yeah.
to pull up. Yeah. What the, come on here. But here's the thing. That game is in their home stadium. That game is in their home stadium, and Western Kentucky is 8-4. The game is being played in San Antonio in their home stadium, and Western Kentucky is a 3.5-point favorite. An 8-4 team against a team that just got their first loss, and they're playing this conference championship, a big deal, in their home stadium, and they're a 3.5-point dog to an 8-4 team. That is way too fishy. I'm staying away from that game completely.
Dude, that, yeah. It tells you, but that just shows that Western Kentucky is probably a lock, right?
Really fishy. And you know, the same thing is really fishy in the Northern Illinois-Kent State game. Two evenly matched teams. Northern Illinois is the home team, and they're a 3.5-point dog. Another fishy one. But yeah. Those are just fishy lines that I'm pointing out. Lines.
Okay, so I'll go to my
Where are you going next?
Oh, man.
But because I'm not going to lie, I love some of these conference championship games. I like
the dogs, bro, but – Bro, give me Houston plus 10.5, dude. Right?
Right. That means Houston wins outright. Dude, I am all over Houston in this game for one reason and one reason only. All the pressure's on Cincinnati.
Oh, I know.
All of the pressure is on Cincinnati. Cincinnati, you win this game.
You're in. This is what you wanted.
But, dude, Houston might be one of the hottest teams in the entire country right now. Houston lost, I think, their first game, and they've won 10 straight. They have not lost since week one. And here's the thing, dude. Dana Holgerson, the coach of Houston.
Yeah, because unbelievable
knows
coach. Yeah.
How to win these big games. I don't think the Cincinnati coach is as good as him. He knows how to win these big games. He did it in West Virginia. He's doing it in Houston.
Spreads they way
will,
too
his
high.
His defense will keep this game close. I think all the pressure is on Cincinnati. Houston has absolutely nothing to lose.
I agree, bro. I agree. And then the Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, give me the over. That's going to be back and forth.
That's the problem with these small slates. I'm all over it. Over 7.5.
Dude, we're agreeing. It's going to be way over.
And I'm going to give you parlaying that over. I'm parlaying that over. I'm parlaying the over in the Pitt-Wake Forest game to the over in the Kent State-Northern Illinois game, 74.5. I think both games are shootout track meets.
I love it. Hey, dude, yes. Yes, Vegas knows. When they put in 70, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I got two more. I love this.
Iowa, dude. Harbaugh. This You're is doing typical it? Okay. Michigan. This is typical Michigan, bro.
Harbaugh. I'm not taking
they think
it.
They're back. I think they keep.
I'm
it
not
close.
Taking it, but I'm agreeing with you. I think Iowa is going to keep it close. I think it's going.
I don't think they're going to lose. I don't think Michigan's lose, but this is going to. Yeah, in the that's what they played the similar style of football. Yep. I think it's going to be close. What do you got?
I got one more. I got two more. Sorry, I got Sun Belt Championship. Louisiana Raging Cajuns getting 3 points again. This is a home game in their home stadium. Fishy line. Louisiana has won 10 straight. Also, their only loss was the Texas first game of the season.
And
the coach for Louisiana has already said he's taking the Florida job. This is his last game with the team. Boy, he is gone.
You know what happens when it's the last game. You know what happens.
Emotions are going to carry them to the victory. Louisiana getting 3. I think they went outright. Sprinkle a little on the money line.
I love it. And my last one, we'll touch on that Georgia-Bama. I keep going back and forth, but I'm not touching either. The last game. Dude, I don't even know USC still has a game.
Yep.
Did you?
Dude, I did. I did because it got canceled because of COVID.
Cal minus 4.5, bro. Dude, they already got Lincoln Riley, dude. They're right. The season's over. Dude,
I'm telling you, I've told you all season long. I've told you all season long. This is my lock of the year so far. What? Lock of the year. I told you this to all season, people. I've given you all this all season. This is two teams. Both of them hate to play at home. Both of them are phenomenal on the road.
Yeah, so you like SC. This is you like, so.
USC is pumped up, I think, with this new coach talk. I think they're going to come out strong. I am taking the Trojans getting 4 in Cal. Cal hates to play at home. USC loves to play on the road. Cal wins this game. Money line, take it, put it in a parlay, put the kids wishing money on it.
On that.
USC plus 4 all day is my lock of this season. USC wins the game. Forget the points. USC wins the game.
I might retract that pick. You're right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, because they are going to be pumped up, right? And the
I just went to the UCLA Cal game this past weekend. Cal looked like complete dog shit. They're terrible. They're not good. They are not good.
I'm not going to take that game then. I'm just going to root for you. Your lock of the year. I'm going to root for your lock of the year.
Dude, USC wins the game.
All right, I'm not taking it. I'm going to retract my statement. And then
Saints just picked it.
Did they?
Yeah.
So what's the score?
It's 20 to 10, but they got the ball in pretty decent field position. Dak threw a pick. They're still 2 scores down, so we'll see. Plenty of time, though. All right, let's hit a quick recap right here.
Quick recap, okay.
We're both on Oregon plus 3.
Yeah.
We're both on Houston plus 10.5.
Yes.
We're both on Pitt Wake over 71.5.
And I'm on Iowa when
you're on Iowa getting the points. I am on the MAC championship, Kent State, Northern Illinois, over 74.5.
Yeah.
I'm all over the Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
Your lock of the year is USC.
USC getting 4.
This guy's lock of the year. I love it, dude. I might have to put some money down on that.
This is the perfect storm right here. Cal playing at home, USC playing on the road. USC just got a new coach. USC is a dog. USC getting the 4 points all day.
I like it. Now, do you want to touch on that Georgia Alabama game? I don't have a pick, but dude, anytime Saban's a dog, it's like an automatic
dangerous
bet, right? Automatic
dangerous
bet.
Yeah, but I love Georgia, dude. We've been on Georgia all season long, dude.
I hope Alabama loses all season. Dude, I know if they beat them, they're out. We need Bama out, bro.
Because here's the funny thing, like I said, 92 straight games as a favorite. This is their first game as a dog. They have not looked good against other teams that they should be beating. Is this Vegas screwing with us?
Dude, I know, man.
You know, Saban, here's what Saban does. Maybe last week was a look-ahead game because they already knew they had Georgia. They could have lost last week and still gotten in the conference championship. Saban takes your best weapon and just completely neutralizes them.
The thing I don't like, there's no pressure really on Georgia because they know they're in. This is it for Bama. They know if they lose, they're out. So,
But that Georgia defense, man, that Georgia defense is scary. I think they're going to get after Alabama. Yeah. Alabama did not look good against Auburn. They didn't look good against Arkansas. They did not look good against who was it? Lost to Texas A&M. They didn't look good against Florida. 20-point
dogs. They should have lost to Auburn. It's not, like you said.
Yeah.
And then Oak State, Baylor. Do you have any leans on that? I don't want to play on that. 2 solid squads. I mean,
again, you're going to keep riding with Oak
State. Yeah, it's dangerous.
I'm going to keep riding with Okie State. They're the favorite though, but I wouldn't be shocked if Baylor wins that game.
Yeah,
two solid teams. That might be one of the most fun games to watch this weekend. I think that's going to be a solid game.
Yeah,
the focus is going to be on Georgia, Bama. Yeah,
Georgia, Bama. That's a 9 o'clock game. I like that.
But don't count some of these little mid majors out. Sun Belt champion, Raging Cajun, is going to be a great game. I think.
I know, man.
The Houston Tech.
It's a hell of a Saturday. It's a hell of a Saturday.
I agree.
All right, so let's get an NFL. Let's go to NFL
on Saturday.
NFL, we're gonna be there live, bro. Oh, man, this is a huge NFL weekend because we're gonna be there, bro.
Get ready for just nonstop live Instagrams from the pod.
It's we may or may not be sober.
We may be hitting some of our fans up to wire us some money.
Gerald.
We gotta get you on our
Gerald.
On our,
you might have to hit the Sizzler steak this week, Noah. No, we might need you to do the
wire. Oh yeah, yeah. save some in the reserve there for a shield.
Exactly. All right. So what's the first, which we'll probably give out our locks that day, but we'll give out our picks right now, right? Because yeah, our producer's gonna have to post this. My first.
So what's our record? Our NFL record. Yeah. We're coming back, dude. We're 24-29-1. 24-29-1.
We're getting, we promised you guys by the end of the season we're getting over 500. So we'll get there.
We're getting there.
First pick, I'm going. I know it's probably Public's on it too, but I just see over 50.5 Chargers Bengals. I think both go back and forth. Chargers doesn't stop it. Chargers don't stop anyone. Bengals usually don't unless they're playing Big Ben. But
what's it at? What'd you say? 50?
50.5. I don't know.
50.5, that does seem a little low.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to bet on the Chargers now. I feel like the Chargers are probably the most inconsistent.
That's why I just take the over. I know.
Yeah. They are so much better than the record implicates, but it's just hard for me to bet on them. My first one, there's a couple home dogs that I'm in love with.
I think we both agree on them.
I love the Steelers. My lock is the Steelers getting 4.5 at home. I've been telling you I'm not sold on the Ravens. I know their record is 8-3. They don't impress me still.
That was my second pick. I love Steelers as a home dog because Steelers. They just got embarrassed in a division game. Big Ben the week before looked like Big Ben last week. Okay, it was horrible. But, dude, you know these Ravens-Steelers games are always within 3 points. Exactly. And they're at home. Dude, why is it 4?
Exactly. I like it. I don't know why. I like the Steelers.
I kind of like money line too. Maybe, right?
Where are Ravens?
And then what's your – since we both agree on that, did you want to give out another one? Right?
My other one is – and I was praying for this to happen. I was praying for a loss from Seattle on – was it Monday night? Because I wanted them to be a home dog. I like Seattle getting 3. I think people are thinking, this is too easy. It's too easy for the Niners to cover this. But this is a rivalry game, too. It's in Seattle. The 12th man will be loud.
We agree.
It doesn't matter if Seattle's not going to the playoffs. They want to beat San Francisco.
I know. And I'm with you on that, dude. We both agree on those two home dogs. We love those two home dogs. And another reason, dude, the team – Niners aren't the same without Debo. They do everything around Debo.
Exactly.
That's huge that he's out. So I love Seattle as well.
I like the Seahawks. One that we talked a lot about is Andy Reid off a bye.
So we're going to agree on this. I know. Now it's down to 9.5, which I like even more.
See, I'm probably not going to take a spread on this. I'm saying Moneyline Chiefs. I think they win this game. It's a Sunday night divisional game in KC. I don't think the Broncos are for real. I never thought the Broncos were for real, even though they were 3-0. KC wins the game. Just
all our parlays are going to be then to the money line. But I'm going to take the 9.5. Exactly. Andy Reid off the bye, and Broncos are coming off a huge win against Chargers. I just like it, dude. I think Chiefs blow out win. And then what else you got? Anything else?
I got a lean on the Dolphins. Watch out. That's an interesting game. That's a lean. I'm not taking it as a lock. Watch out for the Dolphins. It sounds like Jones is going to be quarterback now. He's going to be in the game. Their backup for the Giants was Mike Glennon, who I have no faith in whatsoever. It's still going to be a game time decision, but I just think Miami's playing decent right now. I think Miami's a little bit hot right now. I don't have faith in the Giants, especially if Jones is not playing in this game. Take Miami. That's my lean.
That's cool. And then I got the Falcons hot on, dude. They should have covered in Tampa. They were there the whole game. That's too high to me. Plus 11 Falcons.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. Man. And
a divisional game. They're at home, dude. You got to
in Atlanta. Tom Brady hasn't looked great.
Hey, just lose by 10 or less. That's all we say.
Lose by 10. That's what I always say. And my last one, I love this game. I think it's gone down, actually. What did it open at? I said this earlier. Dude, I'm on the Patriots right now, dude.
You're on the Patriots. Pats, and you've been on Monday the Bills all night. Year. You love the Pats.
Huh? I know. I'm jumping ship, dude. We're taking
plus money Monday night. If you're going to be on the Pats, we're going to throw some money on Monday.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll roll over everything we win on Sunday, and we'll just roll it onto the Pats on Monday.
Not down.
You know? Come Monday, if we are live Instagramming us eating like a $2.99 prime rib special in downtown Vegas, you know how our weekend went.
Can't even afford the flight home, right? We'll be going home. if you see us at the fucking where are we at? Well, I don't even know what's the big spots out there, restaurants. I don't even know.
My goal actually, is to call them to work on Tuesday to go, rich.
Our goal is to go to Yard House in Vegas. There's one on the strip.
Is there one?
Yeah, there's one.
Oh, we'll have to FaceTime Gerald.
Yeah, we'll be like, yeah, we have to.
We'll FaceTime Gerald on the Las Vegas circuit. And
it's near Planet Hollywood. It's near Planet Hollywood. So
I just hope he's at Yard House too. So it's almost like we have this Yard House little like connection going on. He's there, we're there, you know?
And then we'll probably be watching some game better be on. We'll be betting it.
We'll ask him. We'll be like, do you guys know Gerald? He's been to this one?
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's on us. Drinks are on the house.
I think Gerald should like make it a life goal to try to visit as many Yard Houses as he can in the country. I totally agree.
Because he's been to two for sure. I've been to three. Downtown LA, I think I've been Burbank, to three. And Pasadena. Those three. All right.
I've been to three. All
right. What about the other ones?
Oh, okay. I've been to four. I've been to Pasadena. I've also been to the one in Irvine. So I've been to four.
Oh, me too. Okay, right, four. There we go. All right. We're getting there. So those are the locks. We're gonna be live from Vegas, dude. This is gonna be unbelievable. It's a business live trip, right? Vegas. If we're doing it for the pod,
this is a business trip. We're
also happy birthday, McGinley.
For fun. This is a business trip,
not for McGinley's birthday.
Yeah, it's true. When this pod drops, it'll be McGinley's birthday. This pod will drop on Friday, McGinley's birthday. Shout out, happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
we'll be in Vegas with him. You know. Over under, how many places does McGinley get us kicked out of? Over under, 2.5,
4.
You're going 4. You're taking the over 2. Okay, all right, McGinley, you got some work to do this weekend.
No, we're not bringing our golf clubs, dude. Fucking
yeah, golf clubs. Come on, bro. You think I got $600 to go drop for the win course? Come on. What are like with Brooks Koepka? Here, come on.
Like, you're bringing the cupcakes. You gonna carry him on the plane? Screw that, bro. Golfing. We came there to bet, gamble.
Yeah, we came there. This is a work trip. This is not a pleasure trip. This is a work trip. All right.
Oh shit.
All right, bro.
I'll see you Sunday, right?
After Vegas, like I said, this could go one of two ways. Wish us luck.
Oh yeah, so no Monday pod, but we'll recap Monday how we did. But probably be like a Wednesday, Thursday pod or something like that. We'll figure it out. Guest next week, right?
Yeah.
It's a good guess. You guys will see. No one's going to top Gerald or Oscar, but this guy might.
Oscar.
How was the – did you like the coach? Thank you, Oscar, for answering our question.
Oscar. I love Oscar. I actually love Oscar. He's our number one fan, dude. He's always replying. He's always responding. He's always
liking everything. Him and Caleb Bickerstaff, you know, that guy likes everything. You notice that guy on RG?
I do.
Dude, that guy.
I do.
Whoever you are, thank you for it, dude. Our biggest fan. He likes everything.
The thing is, sooner or later, I gotta turn the notifications off because it's just nonstop. It's like I'm trying to sleep here. I'm trying to sleep people, and I'm just getting nonstop. I feel like I understand what it's like to be like Kylie Jenner and all these people. Like you gotta like here I am. I gotta turn my notifications off.
Oh man, exactly. All right.
I'll see you in Vegas.
I'll see you
at the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Later, man.
Later.